The prophetic scriptures, particularly Ezekiel chapter 38, depict a scenario in the latter days where Tarshish and her young lions stand in opposition to a northern confederacy which invade Israel. Recent geopolitical trade deals involving the United Kingdom, Tarshish, and its former colonies, the Young Lions, highlight the unfolding of divine purpose in our times. Welcome to another Bible in the News. This is Matt Davis joining you. In the prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 38 and at verse 13, we read, Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish with all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, Art thou come to take a spoil? This verse introduces Tarshish, an ancient maritime trading power from which silver, iron, tin and lead was traded in ancient times, as seen in Ezekiel chapter 27. We have looked at this in previous Bible in the News articles and shown the scriptural and historical clues as to who this ancient nation is, and that there is no other real option which fits the clues apart from the nation of Great Britain. The prophecy tells us that in the latter days, or the time period after the Jews have returned to their land, we see that from Hosea chapter 3 verse 7, and we could deduce that's from 1948 onwards, the Tarshish power is in this time accompanied by young lions. Now, in the natural order, lion cubs grow into young lions capable of hunting on their own. Scripturally, this metaphor signifies former colonies of Tarshish or Britain that have matured into sovereign independent powers. These include nations like the United States, India, Canada, Australia, and others, political offspring of their mother, Great Britain, Tarshish. The young lions in this passage are not literal animals, but symbolic political entities. And we can see this because they are of the nation of Tarshish. Also, in this passage, they speak, which obviously lions don't naturally do. They challenge the motives of Gog, the latter-day northern invader of Israel in the prophecy, and described in verses 1 through 6 of this chapter in Ezekiel chapter 38. The Sheba, Dedan, Tarshish and Young Lion protest indicates alignment with Tarshish and suggests a coalition of nations involved in trade and diplomacy operating in the area of the Gulf, Sheba and Dedan territory, but not able or willing to directly confront Gog militarily. The prophecy aligns with our latter-day reality. Britain, Tarshish, is engaged with her young lion nations shaped by British heritage, many of whom are active in the Gulf region of those nations anciently known as Sheba and Dedan. This points to the soon establishment of God's kingdom, when the Lion of the tribe of Judah, even the Lord Jesus Christ, shall reign from Jerusalem, for the prophecies speak of him returning to save his people from the great invader, the Gogian Confederacy. He saves his people, the Jews, from that northern invasion. And you can see that in Zechariah 12 and 14, Joel chapter 3, Revelation 16, and the chapter we've been looking at, Ezekiel 38, and you can also look at Ezekiel 39. If you piece all of those together, you'll see that this is speaking about the time just before the Lord Jesus Christ returns to save his people from that northern Gogian Confederacy. So why this is of interest is because in this last week, we have seen many developments unfold in the news in relation to the Tarshish group of nations. Here are some of the highlights. So on the 8th of May, the UK government issued a press release entitled, quote, Landmark Economic Deal with United States Saves Thousands of Jobs for British Car Makers and Steel Industry. Thousands of jobs have been saved as the Prime Minister secured a first-of-a-kind trade agreement with the US, end quote. The UK and US have seemingly worked through an agreement to navigate the recent 10% tariffs Donald Trump had imposed on the UK. This was a light tariff considering some of the tariffs imposed on other countries by the US. Chinese goods, for example, entering the US had reached a 145% tariff mark. The BBC ran an article on the 8th of May entitled, quote, "What is in the UK-US tariff deal?" End quote. Within the report, it stated, quote, "The UK and the US have reached a deal over tariffs on some goods traded between the countries. President Donald Trump's blanket 10% tariffs on imports from countries around the world still applies to the most UK goods entering the US, but the deal has reduced or removed tariffs on some of the UK's exports, including cars, steel and aluminium," end quote. This special treatment of the US to its mother lion of Tarshish, the UK, shows the bond between political parent and offspring is still apparent, even if it is markedly the most independent of her offspring. On May the 6th, 2025, the United Kingdom and India finalised a landmark free trade agreement, the most significant UK trade deal since Brexit. This agreement will see 99% of Indian exports to the UK become tariff-free and significant reductions in UK export tariffs to India. India, a former British colony, of course, stands among the young lions of Tarshish. This new agreement not only strengthens economic ties, but also reflects the prophetic alliance described in Ezekiel. Former colonies working in partnership with the mother nation in a global context of commerce and influence. On May the 8th, the news outlet Dentons reported that the UK government described the agreement as a, quote, "huge economic win," and that it was expected to add $4.8 billion a year to the UK economy by 2040. In their article, they stated that the deal was, quote, "the biggest and most economically significant bilateral trade deal the UK has done since leaving the EU and the best deal India has ever agreed," end quote. Recent developments with America also further affirm prophecy. On May 13th, 2025, President Donald Trump signed a $142 billion arms deal with Saudi Arabia, alongside a $600 billion investment initiative. The New York Post reported that, quote, "In remarks to business leaders, the president pitched Saudi Arabia as the key to building peace and prosperity in the Middle East, contrasting the kingdom with the nuclear insurgents of Iran." Their report stated, "The deal will focus on Air Force advancement and space capabilities, air and missile defense, maritime and coastal security, border security and land forces, modernization and communication systems upgrades," end quote. Trump apparently urged Saudi Arabia to sign the Abraham Accords with Israel. We'll watch that with interest. Also this week in Qatar, Trump secured a $243 billion economic deal, including major aerospace contracts and military base investment. Fox News reported on this deal that, quote, "The defense deals also included a statement of intent to potentially invest more than $38 billion to support burden sharing at Al Udeid Air Base, a major base for the U.S. military in the region, along with other defense capabilities for air defense and maritime security," end quote. Now, these deals place the United States, the prime young lion, if you like, firmly within the region of Sheba and Dedan and the Gulf, engaging in trade and military collaboration. The presence of a Tarshish-aligned power in the Gulf fits precisely with the prophetic picture of a Western bloc economically active and politically alert in the region during the latter days. So these developments then strongly suggest that the configuration described in Ezekiel 38 is indeed coming into place. Indeed, the merchants of Tarshish and all her young lions have been busy doing deals between themselves and with the nations of Sheba and Dedan, as we would expect from Bible prophecy. Tarshish and her young lions, along with Sheba and Dedan, will stand in opposition to Gog. As believers, these signs remind us to be vigilant. The appearance of Christ, the true lion, of the royal tribe of Judah draws near. So let us be found ready, with lamps trimmed and hearts prepared, watching for the return of Zion's King and the fulfillment of God's promises. This has been Matt Davies joining you. Join us again next week, God willing, as we watch the signs of the times in another Bible in the News.